application.
So shiny.
This is your application for the marriage license. We're going to do a couple things on this, okay?
Roughly two dozen couples filtered into a crowded Oklahoma County Court Clerk's office on Monday. Oklahoma County began issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples early Monday afternoon. Mary Pavlisk and her partner, Brandy Hobie, have been together since 2011 and are adopting a child together. Mary says although the day was confusing, she's happy with the end result.
Called you about 9, said let's go. And then we had to wait. And then we had to wait longer. Then we had to wait longer. Then I said, okay, no, we're really going. Apparently it's official now, so we're going. And so, I mean, I came to work at Pavlisca, and I'm leaving a Hobie, so I can't really complain.
Another applicant, Kenny Wright, shivered in physical shock because he didn't believe it was real. His partner of 18 years, Bo Bass, said they wanted to wait and be legally married in Oklahoma.
It's unbelievable.
We didn't go to any other state because we kept on waiting for it to be legal here, and it just, I don't know, it's like a dream come true.
Second in line in Oklahoma County on Monday were Jennifer Hassler and her partner of 9 years, Karina Tityoung. They said it was tough to watch all their friends get married after college and not be able to participate, even though they had been together the longest.
It feels like validation of our love and our just basic humanness.
In response to Monday's decision, Governor Mary Fallon said in a statement that the will of the people had been overridden and that the rights of Oklahomans had been trampled by an arrogant, out-of-control federal government. The Supreme Court's action Monday effectively means gay marriage is legal in 30 states.
Guess what Jen and I just did? We just got married because Oklahoma overturned same-sex marriage. We just got our marriage license and we're getting married tonight.
Oh my gosh! She's going to blow the speaker out on the phone.
In Oklahoma City, Ryan LaCroix, KOSU News.